This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
U.S. stocks retreated Wednesday following the Federal Reserve's decision to hold interest rates steady and Chair Jerome Powell's hint that the central bank would not begin cutting rates at its next meeting in March. The Nasdaq Composite fell over 1.8% Wednesday. The benchmark S&P 500 traded about 1.3% lower after slumping slightly below its record high on Tuesday. The blue-chip Dow Jones Industrial Average, meanwhile, slumped a more modest 0.5%. While expecting the Fed's rate decision Wednesday, Wall Street had been looking for clues as to when the Fed might cut rates. It got a couple big ones. In its policy statement, the Fed noted it doesn't expect it will be appropriate to cut interest rates until it has greater confidence inflation is falling to 2%. I don't think it's likely that the committee will reach a level of confidence by the March meeting, Powell said at a subsequent press conference. Stocks had already had a rough start to the day after the first batch of results from tech giants largely failed to satisfy investors. Magnificent Seven names Microsoft and Alphabet, along with chipmaker AMD, took center stage on the earnings docket Tuesday. All three stocks were hit Wednesday, with over 5% drops from the Google parent outpacing AMD and Microsoft's declines. The poor start from the tech megacaps, which are expected to do much of the heavy lifting for the S&P 500 this earnings season, could unnerve Wall Street, at least until Apple, Amazon, and Meta get their turn on Thursday. Here were some of the stocks trending on the Yahoo Finance homepage in afternoon trading on Wednesday. Alphabet led the page on Wednesday as shares fell more than 6% following the company's earnings release Tuesday night. The company's fourth quarter advertising revenue of $65.5 billion came in lower than Wall Street's expectations of $65.8 billion. New York Community Bancorp stock tanked more than 35%, on track for its worst single-day loss ever, after the bank posted a surprise loss for the quarter and cut its dividend payment. The S&P 500 Regional Banking ETF slipped more than 3% on the news. Boeing stock gained more than 6% after the plane maker topped earnings estimates for the fourth quarter. After a recent incident involving an Alaska Airlines 737 MAX 9, Boeing suspended its 2024 guidance. And AMD shares slipped more than 2% after the chipmaker reported fourth quarter earnings results on Tuesday night. The company's guidance for the current quarter failed to meet the street's lofty expectations for artificial intelligence influence. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.